First of all, congratulations to South Carolina. They did the things at the end to win the game. Obviously, it's a very, very disappointing loss for our football team. You know, it's a game that gets this close and gets down to the end, or play here, play there. I told our team there's not a player, a call a coach could have made, you know, throughout the entire game that, you know, it wasn't, didn't come down to one player, or one kick, or one throw, or one catch, or what have you. Everybody could have made it something different, something throughout the entire game. So, you know, our guys are certainly frustrated and disappointed, and they should be. They're competitors, and we'll have to bounce back from it. Well, you know, he's a competitor. You know, it's his job and his responsibility. Last week he made five, you know, and so that's what comes with it before. But, you know, there's other plays, and there's plays that you can go look back and, you know, we could get a first down here, get a third down completion here, that type of thing, throughout the entire game, okay? And so, you know, it's not one guy here. It's we all could have done something different to help win that football game.
Gary, what did Connor Shaw do different than Dylan Thompson?
Well, I thought he came in, did a good job, threw some completions, you know. Obviously, did some good things, but I thought it was a very courageous effort on his part.
Talk about the second half offense. You guys really struggled to get anything going.
Yeah, we had the one drive. We missed a field goal. That one drive down there, but they're good. I mean, you know, we're going to struggle a little bit. I think give them some credit, and you know, we always want to move the ball a little bit better. But you know, we had our struggles today, and we certainly would like to move the ball better. Well, I think you always think you can, but when you get out there, they're good up front, and you know they got some real good players, and you know we had our struggles a little bit, and obviously didn't do as well as we wanted to.
Did you get to see what happened on the 4th and 15th play?
Yeah, you mean the corner route?
Yeah,
it was just a man coverage route, corner route, and but again, you know, there's other plays, and there, you know, there's a lot. You can go through a lot of plays there, different plays in different situations, and you don't look at that too as the difference, but. Certainly, it was obviously a big play.
At the end of the game, or at the end of the fourth quarter, 42 seconds left. Did you think about?
Well, it was 30 something, I think, when the very end, when I decided not to go. So I have to make that decision. I don't want anything bad to happen. Give them the ball, get a field goal. We'll get an overtime. We've done pretty good in overtime before. If you're not gonna really go for it there, I mean, if you're gonna do that and. You get a sack for a lot. I mean, I've done that before. And, you know, if you don't win the game, then it was the wrong decision. I understand that. But I would do it again.
Can you talk a little bit about your thoughts overall on Matt?
Well, I thought he did a lot of good things. He's a young guy. It's the second time he's started a football game in his life. So going against, you know, Clowney's a great player, and they have a lot of good players up there. But, you know, I think he did some really good things. And he's a, you know, so I think you know, he really did some really, really good things and a lot of little things he needs to do to get better. And so, you know, I overall he battled and you know, we got to – he'll improve, and I think he'll be a really good player.
Can you talk about anything that you saw him do well today that made him improve?
Well, he made much plays. I mean, how many yards did he throw for? Well, yeah, I think probably did – we threw a few completions, so he did some good things. So, you know, at the end you – you know, you want to make more plays, and certainly he does too. But you know, we didn't. No, well, we got to the very end and get in the fourth quarter. You try to conserve, you know, try to run the clock out best you can, force them to use timeouts. You know, we had a chance for third down. They jumped in and get a quarter crash on a third down play. Then we had a punt when we came out of it. And that was a real critical play right there. If we could have got there, I think it was third and three, and we didn't get that. And, you know, they got a good call on and hit us. You know, did some good things.
Is that play designed to go outside?
What's that?
Is that play designed?
Yeah, it was just designed to go outside in that gap, yeah.
Gary, with a couple losses, how do you move on?
Well, what I told our football team, you know, the loss will not define it. What it will define this football team is how we deal with it. I mean, I've been here before, not a lot, but I've been here a few. It stings. You feel awful. You feel terrible. That's okay. But we got to get going. I think we got a real good football team. Obviously, we just played a real good team, and you know, we came up short very, very end. And you know, there's an awful lot out there. You just can't. You'd like to change some plays and get it back, but you can't get it back. You know, he came in. He comes in. I don't think you think about that. I mean, he comes in and. He's got more experience. He played better, And it was, you know, they could have done that the first quarter. You don't, you just deal with what you got.